Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mayor de Blasio also issued a statement this afternoon saying in part, quote, "We gave Amazon the opportunity to be a good neighbor and do business in the greatest city in the world. If Amazon can't recognize what that is worth, its competitors will." Will they? Let's go to the news line. CNET's Ben Rubin on our line now. Ben, thanks for joining us. Amazon's not coming. Does this perhaps leave a gap for other tech companies who say, you know, that Long Island City looks pretty good?
Maybe. That's pretty hard to say. I think at this point there's going to be at least a significant amount of short-term uncertainty as to whether there are going to be any of these huge deals coming forward. I know Google is obviously working to do a big expansion push in New York City, so definitely look out for that. But it's not really going to be in Long Island City. That's going to be in Manhattan.
Google didn't get the $3 billion package that Amazon got. Does that show that maybe that incentive package was not entirely necessary?
The incentive package definitely came off as an albatross for Amazon, and to suggest that Amazon, you know, quote unquote, needed that money definitely strains credulity. I mean, a company of Amazon's size does not need $3 billion, and it definitely left them open to a lot of criticism. It also showed for a lot of Amazon's critics that that type of incentive is really not necessary or not really valuable to actually bring in major people.
Hey, Ben, what does this do to New York's cachet as a burgeoning tech capital, the Silicon Valley of the East? Is that badly dented by this?
It's possible. Because Amazon HQ2 was such a specific type of project and really a different type of opportunity, I think it might end up getting treated as a very specific thing that gets put in its own bucket. It would be hard to say whether any company is going to look at this and actually say, oh, New York is a terrible place to do business. What I would expect a lot of companies to do going forward is to say a lot of things that a lot of local politicians really hope to hear, which is, we support unions, or we'll at least be neutral on unions. Also, maybe we're not going to take as much money. Because those two issues really did seem to sink this project and create a lot of difficulty for Amazon.
Good analysis from Ben Rubin at CNET. Ben, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.